A 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck in the Fox Islands region of the Aleutians on Saturday night. The earthquake hit about 40 miles from Nikolsky and was felt as far away as Kodiak. According to the Alaska Earthquake Information Center, the initial earthquake happened 21 miles below the seabed, and at least 20 aftershocks with magnitudes higher than 4 have hit since Saturday night. The strongest of these was a 5.8 magnitude aftershock that was felt in Nikolsky around noon on Sunday. Natasha Rupert, a seismologist with the center, says that the aftershocks aren't over yet.
We expect the aftershock activity will continue at least for a couple of weeks and maybe up to a couple of months.
For a 6.7 magnitude earthquake, the effect has been negligible. No tsunami hit in the aftermath, and no injuries related to the earthquake have been reported. While phones are down in Nikolsky, there also hasn't been word of any permanent damage, according to Cindy Preller at the Alaska Tsunami Warning Center.
From what we heard from a few folks that have called us from Nikolsky is that they felt some shaking, stuff fell off the walls and shelves, but no one was hurt. There were no injuries, and there was no interesting, odd, or significant water behavior. But what's amazing to me is that a nearly magnitude 7 earthquake in Nikolsky compared to, say, a magnitude 7 in Haiti, what the difference is and how it affects a community.
If the earthquake didn't cause much harm to Nikolsky, it caused even less to Unalaska, where about a dozen people reported feeling the earthquake to local police. Jamie Sunderland is director of public safety.
I would imagine most people didn't even feel the earthquake. I just noticed it the one Saturday evening, just the little rolling in the ground there. But I would think if people were out active, they wouldn't have even noticed it.
The last time a major earthquake hit the region was October, when a 6.5 magnitude struck about 75 miles away from Nikolsky.